So if you checked socials or your email recently, you know that today's topic is liberalism and the history of Christianity. And it has a distinct relevance to you as university students. And I hope as I talk to you about a woman who straddled both faith and intelligence in a university environment, you'll see some natural applications to your own experience. So let's talk about that feeling that almost every university student experiences at some point during their degree. You sit in a lecture hall or a tutorial and you're listening to brilliant lecturers and articulate classmates, and the implicit message in the room is, if you are intelligent and cultured and intellectually serious, you will eventually outgrow historic Christianity. Orthodox theology is dusty, boring, and restrictive. In the early to mid 20th century, this pressure was at an all-time high. The university world was dominated by theological liberalism and secular humanism. These argued that to keep Christianity respectable for the modern era, you had to strip away the supernatural. Of course, people don't rise from the dead. You had to dilute the doctrines and reduce Jesus to a nice moral teacher. Today, I want to introduce you to a woman who sat in the high voltage intellectual center of Oxford, looked that academic establishment in the eye, and demonstrated that Orthodox Christianity is the most thrilling, intellectually robust, and radical worldview in human history. Her name was Dorothy Sayers. Dorothy Sayers was a tour de force. In 1915, she was among the very first women to earn academic honors at Oxford. She went on to become a powerhouse in the male-dominated advertising industry. She coined famous slogans that you still hear today and became a best-selling crime novelist, creator of the famous detective Lord Peter Wimsey. She was a member of the Exclusive Detection Club, along with Agatha Christie and G.K. Chesterton, and other British mystery writers, including Arthur Conan Doyle, who almost became the club's first president, but he died. She was also great friends with C.S. Lewis. Sayers lived right in the thick of modern secularism and theological liberalism. She didn't retreat to holy huddle, and she didn't fear academic criticism either. She mastered classical languages, she translated Dante's Inferno, and engaged in the literary elite on their own ground. And as her peers were busy watering down the gospel to make it palatable to modern tastes, Sayers made a brilliant, sharp observation. She pointed out that when liberal theologians tried to make Christianity bland and acceptable by removing its supernatural dogmas, they didn't make it attractive. They, in fact, made it useless. Sayers famously declared, "Dogma is the drama." She argued that the historic doctrines of the faith, that the infinite God became real, a bleeding human being in the incarnation, that he suffered under political power, that he defeated death bodily, that grace upends human pride, are not a dull list of rules to follow. They are the most breathtaking, explosive narrative the world has ever had. So let's look at how Sayers navigated her faith and intellect among university elites. One, she refused the false binary between art and faith. In her landmark book, The Mind of the Maker, she analyzed the creative process of writing a novel to help people actually understand the Trinity. As an art and drama teacher myself, I love this. because she effectively shows that human creativity is a direct reflection of being made in the image of our own creator God. Number two, she challenged cultural sexism by using the Gospels. In her essay, which is fabulous, you can look it up online, her essay, Are Women Human? Sayers engaged the historical Gospels with rigor and literary precision. She pointed out that Jesus treated women not as useful helpers or temptresses, but as full human beings. She wrote this: the women had never known anybody quite like him. He never nagged at them, never flattered, nor patronized. He took them as he found them, and was completely at ease. Sayers demanded excellence in vocation. Number three, Sayers argued that the best way a Christian can witness in the university or workplace is simply by doing excellent work. She wrote that a Christian carpenter's primary duty isn't to avoid swearing, isn't to observe Sabbath rest. It isn't to put a cross on every single chair that he makes. It's to make a good chair, a chair that you can sit on, that will last years and years, that is beautiful, and it is good and excellent. Sayers didn't apologize for her intellect, and she didn't apologize for her orthodoxy. She integrated them completely. So why does Dorothy L. Sayers matter to us here at University Fellowship of Christians today? Because she gives us a blueprint of how to be a Christian in a university setting. Sayers shows us that you don't have to choose between high intellectual rigor and uncompromising Christian faith. You don't need to dilute your theology to be relevant, and you don't need to turn off your brain to be faithful. As you go into your lectures and tutorials this week, whether you're studying law, medicine, science, education, law, don't be intimidated by a pursuit of knowledge and intellectual rigor. Don't settle for a watered-down version of the gospel. And master your subject. Do excellent work. Love God with your whole mind. And remember that the gospel you believe in isn't a boring set of rules. It is the great drama of the universe. And you have been called to play a role in that drama. Thank you.